Do you know your astrological sign? As you'll find out today, the sign you think is yours is actually one sign off. And that's not all that's wrong with astrology. Truths That Transform is next. Truths That Transform is the daily radio ministry of Dr. D. James Kennedy. Dr. Kennedy is recognized as one of America's leading theologians. He is founder and president of Evangelism Explosion International and has authored numerous books, including Why I Believe and Your Prodigal Child. Welcome to Truths That Transform. I'm Bob Allen, and joining Dr. Kennedy today on the program will be Dr. Robert Morey. Dr. Morey has written 20 books, some of which have been translated into 6 languages other than English, and he is well known for his works in defense of the Christian faith. He has written on Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, atheism, reincarnation, and many other pertinent topics, including astrology, which is our focus today. Dr. Kennedy, to preclude any confusion at all, yesterday you talked about the gospel in the stars. Today we'll look at astrology, and these are two very different subjects about the same created objects.
That's very correct, Bob, and I think it's important that our listeners understand that. I believe that there is strong evidence in the Bible and in history and in the heavens that God originally created the signs of the zodiac, as they are mentioned in the book of Job, to portray the redemption that has been won for us by Jesus Christ. Now, that great original revelation of the gospel that God has given to us in the night sky was corrupted by the Babylonians and then later by others and turned into what is now known as horoscopes and modern and ancient astrology. These are entirely different. Astrology is the devil's distortion of the original revelation given by God.
To talk more about astrology now, Dr. Morey is on the phone from Pennsylvania.
Dr. Morey, I'm glad that you could join us once again here on Truths That Transform.
Well, I'm glad to be back with you again, Jim.
Why do people become involved with astrology anyway?
Well, you see, part of the problem we face today in the 20th century is that people want to be religious and secular at the same time. Instead of looking to God and putting their faith in the Holy Scriptures, they want to abandon the facade of Christianity and the church and organize religion, but still they want religion, so they look at religion in astrology, reincarnation, the occult, the New Age movement, and that gives them the sense of spirituality, but without having to deal with the reality of the Bible and the claims of Jesus Christ.
Do we know how astrology began?
Well, astrology goes as far back as we have any written records of civilization. As people began to abandon the worship of the true God, and Paul points this out in Romans 1, they began to worship created things instead of the Creator. And they turned their eyes, of course, to the moon and to the sun, which are the predominant objects in the sky. And they proclaimed that the sun, being the stronger, is the male principle, and the moon became the female principle. And so the sun god, as a male deity, was called, like in the Old Testament, Baal and Moloch. And the moon was called the queen of heaven. She was the goddess who was in the night. And she was revered and worshipped as a goddess. And then the stars in back of the sun and the moon, these things were viewed as other deities, so that the gods, in a polytheistic way, would emanate certain mystical powers controlling the destiny of nations. So astrology, when it first began, had to do with the destiny of the tribe, the destiny of the nation. And the same witch doctor that threw some bones on the ground is the same one that would look up and try to figure out, on the basis of the stars and the sun and the moon, exactly what the future would hold for the group. Astrology, in this sense, was condemned by both the Old and the New Testament. Now, about 200 years after Jesus, Ptolemy, a Greek philosopher, invented the idea of natal astrology. That is, every individual, at the moment of birth, has his or her destiny determined by the stars, by the sun and moon, and by the planets in this immediate solar system that he knew of. Now, he picked the time of birth because, believing that deity was like earth, air, fire, and water, since air was one of the Greek deities, At birth, you took your first gulp of air, and that's when your destiny was set. Now, as a Christian, you can look at that and say, well, why not conception? Why not a puberty? Why is it taking the first breath is the only time that the stars have any kind of effect upon you? But natal astrology was condemned by the early church, not only at the Council of Laodicea, but as an unbroken tradition. Astrology has been viewed as being hostile to the Bible because it is rooted in polytheism, and it is a rejection of the one true and living God.
Trace the path of astrology from the time of Ptolemy up to today.
Well, St. Augustine himself, before his conversion, and I know you've read a lot of him, Jim, and we both appreciate him as one of the greatest theologians who ever lived, was an astrologer. Then the Lord was pleased to save him, and he wrote some of the definitive things against astrology, so that the course of the Christian church officially was opposed to it, and it went underground. It was hidden. Now, it would pop up, like in the darkness of the Middle Ages. It would pop up at different times, mainly in courts of the kings or queens, who also dabbled in crystal balls and things of this nature. Until the time of the Reformation, it really was not as dominant, let's say, as it is now right now in India or some of the third world countries. At the time of the Reformation, the reformers came out solidly against astrology. It was called a superstition by Luther and condemned as idolatry by Calvin. And we really did not see it in the United States and in Protestant countries until the beginning of the drug revolution in the 60s. Then when through the drug experience, people got into Eastern religions and yoga and transcendental meditation. They also got into the occult, and they got into witchcraft and Satanism, reincarnation, and astrology. So astrology today is simply in an explosive form along with all the other occult arts. It's part of the New Age movement that we face today.
And which we discussed on Monday of this week with Walter Martin. Robert, astrology is today a big business. Exactly how big is it?
Well, there are over 10,000 full-time astrologers, and when you're talking about real astrologers, you may pay up to $10,000 to have your horoscope cast. This isn't the junk stuff. But there are three kinds of astrology. There is flop, which you find in your newspaper or find on a table mat at the diner, and that has no value whatsoever. Pop astrology, and that's found in your local bookstore in the mall, all based on sun signs, such as Linda Goodman's love sign, sun sign, something of that. And again, professional astrologers will point out that's utter trash. But when you get to serious astrology, then they want to pin it down, if they can, to the very minute you were born. And they will declare that someone born 5 minutes later may have a totally different horoscope cast for them. It's a multi-billion dollar business, and it feeds upon the gullible and the naive.
Let's talk about each of those categories in a little bit more depth, starting with the slop astrology. What are some of the obvious problems with this variety?
Well, the obvious problem that goes along with slop astrology is that Ptolemy's calculations, which were written around 200 AD after Christ, depended upon the Earth's relationship to the constellations he saw in Greece, and he assumed that the world was flat and that the stars that he saw in southern Greece were the same set of stars that everyone else in the world would see, and that regardless of where you were born, you would be born under that particular set of constellations that he saw from where he was standing. So astrology is based upon the assumption that the world is flat and all of it is gathered in the tropical zone near southern Greece. This means that all of the calculations, let's say you think that you're Libra, you think that you're Capricorn, or you think that you're Scorpio, all of these calculations that you find are all off, because you could have been born on another side of the planet, or again, if you were born above a certain parallel, then you would find that you cannot in any way discover what your horoscope is, because anything above 60 degrees latitude You cannot make a calculation. It's impossible. Now, the same thing can be said for the three planets that they did not know of. Uranus, Pluto, and Neptune. None of these were discovered by natural means because they cannot be seen with the eye. But you see, once the telescopes found these things, then we discovered that all the calculations are off. But the stuff you read in the newspaper, the stuff you pick up in a scroll thing, all of them are based on the idea of the flat Earth and the tropical zodiac. So they're absolutely worthless.
Do you have any advice for the Christian who reads the slop horoscopes in the newspaper, even just for fun?
Well, they can prove to themselves that what they're reading is trash, one, by realizing that a lot of newspapers simply run the same horoscopes year in and year out. That is, let's say today is April 5th. Well, the horoscope in the paper is the same one that was in April 5th the year before and the year before that and the year before that, and no one notices the difference because it doesn't mean anything. Or they can simply cut it up and obscure what the title of it is and read all of them and try to find which one exactly fits them, and they'll find that all of them do. As a Christian, I will not partake of that. Deuteronomy 18 says, do not even play with it. If I'm in a restaurant and they have a horoscope thing, I don't care if it's a Chinese restaurant, I turn the table mat upside down. I'm not going to read it or look at it. I don't accept astrological jewelry. I have relatives who want to give me my astrological sign. I don't wear it. I'm not going to eat on it. I'm not going to put it up in my home. It is a lie, and it is a form of idolatry, for it is based on polytheism, the idea that these signs are rooted in deities who fixed my future.
All right, after reading slop astrology for several years, some people graduated to pop astrology. Define that for us, won't you?
Well, again, see, if you read the slop astrology, Jim, you will find that it will all fit you. And because all of it is written in such a general way, dealing with just traits of what it means to be a human being, after reading that for year in and year out, and you make the mistake of only reading the paragraph under the sign you think that you have, but it's not really your sign, as we'll see later on, you can get the idea, well, I guess there must be something in this. Then you go buy a magazine or a book, which is called Pop Astrology, and these are big sellers. People are trying to find a love mate and things of this nature, and they will spend $3, $4, $5, $6, $10, $12 in order to buy a book that promises to be a little better in accuracy than what you get in the slop astrology column. But in reality, all of that is just a fraud once again, and it is engineered so that you read only the chapter under your sign, and of course it will fit you. It will fit me. It will fit anybody, because it is programmed simply in terms of human traits. So again, you end up in a fraud.
Robert, we've talked about the types of astrology, which you call slop and pop astrology. Let's talk now about serious astrology. This is the kind that can cost big money, as you said earlier. What is involved in serious astrology?
Well, those who really become involved in it, number one, end up in idolatry and polytheism. And even Linda Goodman in her pop book said, why don't we go back to worship the gods and goddesses? What's wrong with worshiping the planets? So when you get into serious astrology, you immediately are in a world that is absolutely hostile to Jesus Christ and his gospel. The serious astrologers not only are involved in seeking to predict the future, but they now state that they do so not because of the relative position of the constellations, the sun and the moon and the stars, but because they have psychic ability. And when you get into serious astrology, particularly New Age astrology, they no longer try to defend it on a scientific basis and talk about a gravitational pull or cosmic energy. They will say that they are able to cast a horoscope for you because they are occultically involved with the divine mind or something of that nature. You come face to face with all that the Bible condemns as idolatrous and satanic to the core.
What is your estimate of how many people actually believe in astrology?
Well, over half of the people in the United States sort of believe in it. And of course, when you have programs like 2020 pointing out that clams open and close according to the tides, even when they're in a fish tank, people try to extrapolate from that to try to prove astrology, which is ludicrous. So you have about half of the people believe in it. Now, when I lecture on it in churches, I'll say, how many of you know your sign? Everyone raises their hand. Everyone. And of course, then I announce, you got your wrong sign. You've all been mistaken. You've been reading the wrong paragraph. That has to do with the precession of the equinox. Hopefully, we'll get into that later.
Well, Robert, let's just go ahead and talk about that now.
Well, the precession of the equinox simply states that Ptolemy, when he developed the zodiac, developed it, of course, on the assumption that the constellations, in terms of their relative position to the Earth, would always be the same. But this is not the case. For you see, the Earth is wobbling, and because it's wobbling, the relative position of the axis, that is how the Earth points, has changed. And it wobbles in a counterclock way, so that you have what is called in astronomy the precession of the equinox, which simply means this. The Earth is moving in a counterclockwise direction, and it makes a complete circle once a year. Now, the North Pole makes a clockwise circle, and it points, and its equinoctial point also advances in a clockwise direction. What this simply means is that we have moved one entire house in the signs since Ptolemy did his calculation. So anyone who thinks, for example, you said, well, my sign is the Cancer. No, it's actually Leo. You have to go to the sign before the sign you think is yours. So that in reality, someone who, for example, you thought you were Aries, you're actually Pisces. Now, this must come as a great shock to the Reagans. I was on the 700 Club, and I mentioned, I hope Nancy Reagan was watching. I said, you've been reading the wrong sign for Ronnie. You've got to read the sign before the sign you think is yours, because if astrology has to do with the relationship of the Earth to the zodiac, then that has changed.
And actually, getting back to the thrust of our program, we shouldn't be looking to any of these signs at all.
No, I think, you know, you'll be in a place and someone will say, what is your sign? What I do is I draw a cross on a napkin. I said, this is my sign. And they look at that, they say, what is that? I said, that's the only sign I was born under. And I can give them the gospel. So I don't say I'm Scorpio or I'm Pisces or whatever it is. I reject that. Why should I have some heathen name for me? So as a Christian, the scripture says, have nothing to do with the deeds of darkness.
That should be enough to end any arguments. But what exactly do you say during your presentation in churches to demonstrate that Christians should not be at all involved in astrology?
Well, astrology is clearly condemned by name in scripture. In the book of Isaiah, you have at least 12 instances by name where he rebukes them and says, okay, you astrologers, you're predicting peace and prosperity for Israel. I'm predicting that they will go into captivity. Now we'll see whose God is the true God. The God of those who mutter and peep and cast bones and look at signs and look at the stars, or the God of Israel, Yahweh himself. So you have that absolute hostility of the scripture against it. And just as much as a Christian would feel funny playing with satanic symbols, they should also look with abhorrence upon astrology in the same way.
Speaking now about confronting unbelievers, what should a Christian say to someone who is dabbling in astrology?
Well, number one, you have to know what you're talking about. And I do praise the Lord that horoscopes in the Christian is also in French and Italian and German. It's being used in Europe because their astrology is even more powerful than it is in the United States. And a Christian must be able to defend his faith, to point out the biblical evidence against astrology, the scientific evidence against astrology, the fraudulent character of all these little stories astro twins and stuff, and to show and to expose them as frauds, and then to give them the gospel that instead of following the sun, S-U-N, they need to worship the sun, S-O-N.
And as far as reaching someone who refuses to believe the Bible and its admonitions, I'm sure that you would still recommend some of the things which we have discussed today.
Yeah, would you had mentioned, of course, the precession of the equinox, because your sign then would change eventually to every sign in the zodiac. The discovery of the new planets, of course, immediately reveals that none of the horoscopes cast before that time, the 19th century, could be valid because they didn't include three of the planets. Also, it is not gravitational pull or things of that nature. As I point out in the book, a Sunday edition of the Los Angeles Times or the New York Times, sitting on a table 6 feet away from you, has a greater gravitational pull than Mars and all the planets out to the end of this galaxy. So you can't find any scientific basis for it. And when you look at the birth dates of men of science, as I did in the book, or art and literature, can we see any evidence that someone born under a certain sign will have a certain set of personality traits and abilities so that they'll gravitate naturally to 12 kinds of careers determined by the 12 signs? All of that shows it's a fraud.
And yet, even with all of this against it, a new form of astrology is developing. Tell us about that and where this new system has its roots.
Well, as having to debate astrologers across the country, I have seen a remarkable thing happen in the last 10 years. Now, I've been involved in Christian apologetics for about 25 years, dealing with everything from voodoo, witchcraft, UFOs, and you name it. Before 10 years ago, I would say astrologers tried to find some kind of scientific basis. They would produce books like Scientific Astrology by Gudovitch, and they would attempt to try to argue for it on rational grounds. Today, that has changed when it comes to the serious astrologers. They have totally abandoned science and have gone whole scale into mediumship, into seances, into channeling, crystals, into this whole New Age rage, so that they will say, you pay me $150 and I will cast your horoscope on the basis of the fact that I am in tune with the divine mind. So they are all into mysticism, and of course this means that astrology can no longer be falsified or verified, but it will continue triumphant as a mythology.
We have just a few seconds left, Robert. Is there one final thought you'd like to add?
Yes, I would like to emphasize that as a Christian, you have the high ground. Do not be intimidated by astrologers. They actually have no evidence. You're like the child who cries, the emperor has no clothes. Use the gospel. Preach the fact that there is a God in heaven who created the stars, and the stars declare his glory, even the glory of the one true living God.
All right, Robert Morey, we appreciate being able to visit with you again, and I look forward to another chance to talk to you in the future.
Well, I look forward to seeing you again. Lord bless.
We have been visiting with Dr. Robert Morey on the subject of astrology, and I trust that you found many of the details which he talked about very interesting. This is Bob Allen for James Kennedy wishing you God's richest blessings and a wonderful, wonderful day.